This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem. Welcome, everyone. We have a very special shir tonight. Welcome back from Yom Tov. Hope everyone had a nice Yom Tov. Parshas Shemini. The shirim on Sefer Vayikra are again generously sponsored by Dr. Zakheim. Umishpachta, Lila Nishmas of Shomel Yezab and Rabbi Yaakov Zakheim, Rivka Bas Tovia Levi, Rabdob and Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi HaKoyen. Tonight's shir is dedicated by our dear friend Rabbi Aryeh and Michelle Jacobson, Lila Nishmas Aryeh's grandmother, Mintsa Bas Yaakov Zechoran Levracha. And by Rabbi Shua Meisels, Lila Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda Michal Ben Ze'ev. And then front row, tonight's shir is dedicated by Rabbi David and Aviva Weber, Leo Nishmas, Sima Bas Alter Avram, whose yahrzeit was Chaf Hei Nisan. Gan Eden Tehem Nuchasa. And thank you, everybody, for your support. Okay, we have some very important announcements. Once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to visit, opportunity of a lifetime, to visit the Kever of the Chafetz Chaim in Radin, coming up May 8th to May 12th. Vilna, Shabbos at the Vilna Gain. Vilna, Avram ben Avram, L'chai Adam in Vilna. Then you go to Radin, to the Chafetz Chaim, and then to Volozhin, Reb Chaim Volozhiner. So you could join us May 8th to May 12th. Basically, last call. Registration closes Sunday because you need to get a visa. You need allowance to enter Belarus. So if you'd like to join, now's your chance. Okay, what else? So we're now in Sfiras HaOmer. So first, it's almost Pesach Sheni, of course. So make sure you have your Reb Meir Svarim. You're stocked on Reb Meir and Lashon Kodesh. They have them in Brooklyn. They have Reb Meir Svarim in Brooklyn. No. Make sure Rabbi Mansour has it.
Yeah.
And in English, okay? And then for Lag BaOmer, this just came out last year. So it's still in its first year. Right now we're still holding in its rookie year. So make sure you have your sefer on Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer, the fire and the soul. This is the fire. You see the fire? The soul is by reading the book. You have to learn the book. That's the soul of the book. Okay, Parshas Shemini. This took place by Yehi Bayom HaShemini. Chazal tell us that this day took 10 crowns. One of the 10 crowns was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It was the first day of the year. It was Rosh Chodesh. It was Sunday. It had many distinctions. And on this great day, which was like, Chazal say it was joyous to Hashem like the day Hashem created heaven and earth, Nadav and Avihu, two of the greatest tzaddikim of the generation, they perished. What exactly happened to them? What was their avera? Perhaps we will get a deeper insight today. The pasuk says, when the souls of Nadav and Avihu, so to speak, left this world early, Vayomer Moshe el Aaron. Moshe said to his brother, Hu asher diber Hashem? This is what the Almighty said, Lamar, saying, Bekroivai ekadesh. With those who are close to me, I will be sanctified. V'al pnei chol ha'am ekaved. And on the face of the whole nation, I will be honored. So Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to offer Aaron some type of explanation for this terrible tragedy. Aaron HaKoyin, the Koyin Gadol, one of the Gedolei Hadar, his children were involved in the inauguration of the Mishkan, and their lives were snuffed out. And imagine how tragic it was. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Aaron, God predicted this. Hashem said, Bekroivai Ekadesh, I will be sanctified by those closest to me. Chazal even say that Moshe said to Aaron, I thought it would be either me or you, because we're the closest to Hashem. I didn't know that your children are greater than me and you. Bekroivai Ekadesh. Hashem said, with those who are closest to me, I will be sanctified. And what is Aaron HaKohen's reaction? Vayidoim Aaron. Vayidoim Aaron. And the subject of tonight's shir is, what do the words mean? Vayidoim Aaron. And Aaron was what?
Quiet.
Vayidoim Aaron. Does it mean Aaron was quiet? If it meant he was quiet, it probably would have said, Vayishtoik Aaron. And Aaron was quiet. But it doesn't say that. It says Vayidoim. What does the word doim mean? Says Rashi, something very interesting. This Rashi really troubled me. Says Rashi, Kibel Sachar al Shtikasai. Aaron was rewarded for his silence. So first off the bat, Rashi is translating the word Yidoim as silence. And Rashi is saying he received a reward for his silence. Umaschar Kibel, what was the reward? Says Rashi, Shenesyachid Imoy Hadibar. God spoke to him privately. Normally, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe. Normally, God speaks directly to Moshe Rabbeinu b'yichidus, and then Moshe Rabbeinu relays it. Or sometimes Hashem will speak to Moshe and Aaron. Rarely do we find that Hashem speaks only to Aaron HaKohen. And over here, says Rashi, the reward that Aaron got for his silence was upcoming. Hashem was going to give a mitzvah to Klal Yisrael. Namely, he was going to tell them that when you enter the Mishkan, you can't enter intoxicated. That he gave over only to Aaron. Shenemra loy levadoi parsha shesuya yayin. The parsha that you can't enter the Mishkan intoxicated was given only to Aaron. So, the first question is, why was that a reward? Because he was silent, so therefore he merited that God spoke to him privately. What exactly is the reward over here? But more troubling to me is, what in the world is Rashi doing? Rashi is not a source of information. Rashi doesn't just say, okay, let me tell you what's on my mind. The pasuk says this, let me tell you what's on my mind. Rashi's mantra is, Va'ani loibasi ela lepshutoi shamikra. I only come to explain the simple meaning of the pasuk. Rashi only comments when there's a question. What question is there on the pasuk that Rashi is answering by saying that Aaron was rewarded for his silence? Great, that's great information. I call that TMI. Too much information. Rashi does not speak unless there's a question. What is troubling Rashi that he needed to comment that Aaron was rewarded for his silence? Rashi doesn't even seem to try to explain the meaning of the words. He explains the meaning of the words backhandedly. He says, Aaron was rewarded for being... Rashi doesn't say Vayidoi means he was silent. Rashi assumes you know Vayidoi means that Aaron was silent. Rashi's explaining that he was rewarded for his silence. Why is Rashi telling this to me? Targum Onkelos also translates Vayidoi Aaron. Ushasik Aaron. Aaron was silent. Yeah? Rabbeinu Yoina, in his commentary to this pasuk, says that from here we learn out Derech Eretz. Lamadnu Derech Eretz. We learn out proper conduct. That even if a person is tried and tested with very great Yisurim, one should not complain. Even if Hashem tests a person with very seemingly harsh Yisurim, one should never complain, Hashem, why do you do this? One should always be silent. We learn out from here that if a person is struck with a difficult situation, they should not complain to Hashem. They should silence. However, of course they should mourn. It doesn't mean they shouldn't feel pain. It doesn't mean they shouldn't mourn. It's a mitzvah to mourn. One is not allowed to not mourn. But one is also not allowed to complain. But even though one is not allowed to complain, one should self-incriminate themselves and say, this is happening because of my chatoim. Because if Hashem punishes someone and a person does not attribute it to his own sin, it causes greater anger. So one should not complain, one should mourn, and one should ask themselves, what chait is this attributed to? That's what we learn out from here. So according to Rashi, according to Targum, according to Rabbeinu Yoina, it means Aaron was quiet. Quiet from what? What was he quiet? What didn't he say? According to Rabbeinu Yoina, he didn't complain. He could have complained. Human nature is, God, who asked you? Leave me alone. Why are you doing this to me? Why? No. He didn't say that. And we'll have to see, did he think that? But at least the way Rashi learns the simple reading, he didn't say it. That's what it means, he was quiet, he didn't complain and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, why did you do this to me? Did it hurt him? He seemingly, at first glance, he was in pain. He mourned. Did he ask himself what the chait was? According to Rabbeinu Yonah, he did. That's Rashi.
Rabbi, do we know how old was...
I don't know. I don't have that information. Comes the Ramban says a little bit differently. The Ramban says if it says he was quiet, that means presumably he was making a lot of noise, right? Somebody, you can only say that they were quiet if beforehand they were noisy. Like sometimes I have a shiur in the morning that starts at a certain time. I don't like when there's like chitter chatter before I get on. It's on Zoom, you know? So people say, oh, Shalom Aleichem, how you doing? What did you eat? What bakery did you get your dinner? No. Quiet. I don't want to hear that. You know? So what do? I just mute them. I just mute it, you know? And then usually I do it very, they don't, now I never told them I don't like it. But by now you would think they would get the point, you know? All of a sudden, you know, they're muted. What would happen, you know? But, so what did I quieted them. What did quiet mean? But you can only quiet someone if there nobody was talking before. So the Ramban says Aaron was wailing. Aaron was crying. Aaron was screaming. And then when Moshe said, Aaron, this is what Hashem said. Bekroivai ekadesh. Ve'al pnei chala'am ekaved. So what happened? He was quiet. So in other words, the Ramban learns, V'tam v'yidoim Aaron. When it says he was quiet, Shahaya Boicha Bekoil. He was crying out loud. And when Moshe said, hey, Aaron, didn't Hashem predict this would happen? Aaron was quiet. Okay? So that's the second shot. You see, the first shot is, what does it mean he was quiet? He didn't complain. According to Ramban, now that doesn't mean he was complaining and he stopped. It means he instinctively maybe would have, but he didn't. That's the first shot. The Ramban learns he was actually crying and he stopped crying. Or, so that according to that, Yidoim means quiet. Vayidoim is quiet. Mm-hmm. Or the word Yidoim could also mean stopped. Like, V'yaltidoim basan einech. In Eicha we say, let your eye not cease tears. So, in other words, it doesn't mean quiet, it means cease. So the word means Vayidoim Aaron. Aaron ceased. He was crying and now he ceased. Now what's the difference between whether he was quiet or he ceased? Very big difference. If he was crying and he was quiet, if he was wailing, and then he was quiet, so now there's silence. But if he was crying and he ceased, it means he ceased crying. It doesn't mean he didn't say anything or he didn't whimper. It means whatever level was before, it stopped, but it doesn't mean there was no sound at all. Okay? So basically, we have three perushim so far. We have the perush of Rabbeinu Yoina, that he didn't complain. We have the perush of the Ramban, he was quiet from crying, or he ceased crying. Comes Abarbanel, Rav Don Yitzchak Abarbanel, and he says that he does not agree with the Ramban. He says it can't be, the Ramban's comments cannot be accurate. What propriety would there have been that Aaron was screaming in the Beis HaMikdash on the day of God's Chasana? You think Aaron, the great Tzadikah, was actually crying? No, it's not possible. Says Abarbanel, it's not logical to say that Aaron was crying and then he stopped. Says Abarbanel, you know what the word Yidoy means? That his heart transformed from being flesh and blood, and it became like, what word is doimim? A doimim is a what? Aron, a rock, a stone. In other words, Aron became almost numb. Vayidoim. His heart turned to stone. And he didn't cry, he couldn't cry anymore because he lost all feeling. He couldn't mourn anymore. He couldn't eulogize anymore. Even when Moshe tried to console him, he couldn't be consoled. You know why? Because in order to cry, you have to have a heart of flesh. In order to mourn, you have to have a heart of flesh. In order to be consoled, you have to have a heart of flesh. But if you're so numb, you know, there's such a stage in grieving, where loyaleinu v'loyaleichem, where a person can't even feel it. It's so painful, they can't feel. You know, yeah, somebody, they're just stunned. So Aaron couldn't mourn. He couldn't cry. He couldn't be consoled. Moshe tried to console him. Says Abarbanel, Kiloi noisra boi neshama. There was no soul in him. He couldn't even talk. It says, Vayidoim Aaron. Vayidoim, it doesn't mean silence. It means like a stone. The Oishdreifzer also interprets it in the same vein. And he explains it in the following way. We know there are four categories of matter. There's doimim, tsoimeach, chai medaber. Inanimate, plants, living things, things that speak. You go over to somebody who could talk and you hurt them, what are they going to do? They're going to hurt you back. You called me a name, the person will call you back a name. That's human nature. You hurt an animal, they don't even have the sense necessarily to come back at you. They'll cry in pain. They'll whimper in pain. They don't always even know to attack back. They'll run away. A plant, when you hit them, they can cry out. A plant can cry. The tree can cry. No? Where do you live? In Lawrence?
Yeah.
In Lawrence, if you hit a tree, the tree makes noise?
No.
No, not even in Lawrence. Yeah?
In Brooklyn, yeah.
That's the bit. They bicycled in from Brooklyn. The tree, all the tree will do, you hit a plant, it will wither, it will die. You see, if you hit a plant, you'll know, it can't feel the pain, but you'll sense the damage in the way the plant looks. But if you take a rock and you hit the rock, nothing, it's not, it doesn't, it has no impression. It's like you did nothing. Vayidoim Aaron, he became like a rock. He didn't look any different. His eyes didn't look different. His face didn't look different. His thoughts didn't change. His feelings didn't change. There was no response. There was no reaction at all from any element of Aaron's entity. Not his face, not his eyes, not his thoughts, not his heart. He was not upset. He accepted it with absolute equanimity. That's how the Oishchevser interprets it. There's another version in Targum Unklas. Any Yemenites here? You know, in Taimani shuls, I don't know how they do this. Because nowadays, you know, when I was a kid, if davening Shabbos morning was over 11:30, it was fast. 11:30. Now, chas v'shalom, after 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock? Now, some places, they finish like 10:30. It's very possible. If you do, let's say, every third word, you could probably finish at 10:30. And by Yemenite shuls, not only do they lay in the parsha, they say the entire targum. Right? The Baal Koyre reads the Targum out loud to the whole Tzibor. Not only that, five-year-old kids know the whole Parsha by heart with the Targum. You're still reading it, Yamanaya, right? They know the whole Parsha with the Targum. They read it in the shul. Shabbos morning, I don't know, it's like 12:30, 12 o'clock, on Vayelach, you know? In the Nusach of Targum of the Yemenites, instead of the way we have it, what does our uncle say? Ushasik Aroin, their Nusach is Vishabach Aroin. Aroin praised Hashem. Aroin praised Hashem. In the official Yemenite Targum, it says like this. It explains, Vayidoim Aroin, Targum Yushalmi Vishabach Aroin. Aroin praised Hashem. How does Vayidoy mean praise? Koil demama. Demama can mean of shevach. What did he thank Hashem? He thanked Hashem for what happened. He thanked Hashem for what happened. Vayidoy Aroin. Aroin thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have a number of perushim so far. Rabbeinu Yoina learns he was silent and he didn't complain. The Ramban says he was silent from his previous crying, or he ceased from his previous crying. Or the Abarbanel says that he made his heart like a stone, a lashon of Even Doimeim. Here we have a pshat, he v'shabach, he thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the madrig of Aaron HaKohen. Take a look at the Sfarno. This is a really wondrous pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron, Aaron, you lost your children, but Hashem said, I will be sanctified by those closest to me. On the face of the whole people, I will be honored. So what's Moshe telling Aaron? Moshe is saying, don't you realize your children sanctified Hashem's name? They honored Hashem, says the Sfarno, Vayidoim. You know why he was silent? He was consoled by Moshe that his children honored and sanctified the name of Hashem. Vayidoim Aaron. Moshe said, didn't Hashem say that your children would sanctify his name? So Vayidoim Aaron. Aaron was consoled. He was nisnachem that his children were zoicha to sanctify the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reb Simcha Zisel Breida, in the Sefer Sam Derech, you know, I don't own the Sefer. When I used to prepare the Shurim in Yeshiva Chafetz Chaim, so there they had the set Sam Derech. So I went today to try to find it. I went to the Shtibel, HaChaim B'Hashalom, Yeshiva Gedoyla, Judaica Plaza, Z. Berman's, Oitzra HaChachmav. I went there first. Hebrew books, nobody had it. So I just printed it from the Sefer, Oitzroi's Panini Atara. Then my friend in Las Vegas, yes, Harav Ezra Kir, sent me a picture of it. But this is a basic quote from it, but I didn't have it. Anyway, the Samdach is Reb Simcha Zisel Broida, the Rashiva of Hebron, previous Rashiva of Hebron. He elaborates on this Sefarno based on the Gemara Moed Katan. The Gemara Moed Katan talks about Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says that the son of Rabbi Akiva passed away, and all of Klal Yisrael came to eulogize and to console Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva got up on a bench and he said, my dear brothers, listen to me. Even if I would have lost two married children, I am consoled because of the kavod that you gave. And don't think it's the kavod you gave to me, because who am I? There are many Akivas out there. But you know that I learned Torah, so you came to honor the Torah. So the kavod and the kiddush shem shamayim that my children generated, I am consoled. I am consoled. In other words, there seems that there's a great madrega, that even if there's a very difficult situation, but if it generates kiddushim shamayim, the kiddushim shamayim that it generates can offer a degree of consolation. As painful as it may be, as acute as the pain is, nevertheless, if a person recognizes that it generated a certain element of kiddushim shamayim, that already is somewhat of a nechama. In fact, the version of the story in Masechta Smachos is that Rabbi Akiva said that even if he would have had seven children and he would have buried them, since he knows that his child generated Kiddush Shem Shemayim and Zikoy Harabim, it offers to him a degree of consolation. Okay. So according to the Sfarno, Vayidoim Aaron means that Aaron was consoled about the Kiddushim Shemayim that the death of his children brought about. The following Perush in this whole episode is really startling, and this is the take of the Shlach Kadosh. We always, somehow, were trained to learn that Nadav and Aviyah were punished. They did an Avera, and they're punished. Even though it doesn't say anywhere in the Pasuk that they did an Avera. This morning we said over from the Chida, there are many, many approaches in the Rishonim, what the Chid of Nadav and Avihu. Was it that they brought an Esh Zara? Was it that they drank wine? Was it that, what? They looked at the Shechina. Was it that they paskin halacha b'fnei Moshe Rabbeinu? Was it that they didn't have, they didn't get married? Many different interpretations. The Chida says the five interpretations of what they did wrong are Rashi Tevois Eish Zara. Aleph is Eish Zara. Shin is Shesuya Yayin. Zayin is Zera. Resh is Rechitza. They didn't wash their hands when they went into the Mishkan. And Hey was what?
Hayra.
Hayra, thank you. Your brother. Dr. Adler. Hayra, they pass in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. But it doesn't say anywhere that there was a chet that they committed. The Shlach HaKadosh says, they gazed at the Shekhinah and they died. Al Tachshev Zu L'Misa, don't think that they died. Don't diminish its value. They were so davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they remained Bekarvasam Lefnei Hashem. Bekarvas, they approached, they came close to Hashem. And that's why the pasuk says, "Bekroivai ekadosh," I was sanctified for those who come close to me. V'al pnei kol ha'am ekaved, meaning their death was their life. It's like they entered alive into the shamayim. That's why it says v'al pnei kol ha'am. It's like they were still around. They didn't die like normal mortals. They walked upstairs. They were still al pnei kol ha'am. They were niskadesh. This is what it means. V'nikdashti. It's exactly what happened to Rabbi Akiva. They had the death of Rabbi Akiva. How do we know they had the death of Rabbi Akiva? Because when Moshe Rabbeinu was shown what happened to Rabbi Akiva, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, Zu taira v'zu schara? This is what happened? What did God tell Rabbi Akiva? One word. Shesaik! Quiet. Quiet. So when Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron what happened to Nadav Avihu, Aaron knew what to say. What did Aaron do? I got this one, Moshe. Vayidim. How did he know? Because God told Moshe when Moshe saw the death of Rabbi Akiva, Shesaik! So Aaron knew that since his sons died, the Misa of Rabbi Akiva, Vayidim Aroin. The Vayidim Aroin indicates, you know why it says Vayidim Aroin? It indicates that they didn't really die like a mortal's death. Vayidim Aroin means that their neshama went upstairs and their guf remained intact. Because it doesn't say their body was burnt. It says Vateitzei Eish Milfnei Hashem, and nothing happened to their guf. The Shla then utilizes this to explain the Mishnah in the first parak of Perkei Avos, Shimon Benoy Oimer, Shimon, his son, said, now which Shimon is this? Shimon Benoy Oimer, Kol Yomai Gadalti Ben HaChachamim, V'lai Matzasi Laguf, Toiv Mishasika. I grew up among the sages, I never found for my body anything greater than silence. V'lai HaMedrash Hu Iker, Ela HaMasa, V'chal HaMar B'Dvarim, Mevi Chet. What is this all about? Asked the Shlach Kadosh. What does it mean? Le'matzasi laguf toiv mishtika. The Shlach brings from the commentary of the Rashbats that this Shimon is Reb Shimon who was killed at Kiddush Hashem. And the Shlach goes through various forms of Kiddush Hashem. And he says, Le'matzasi laguf toiv mishtika. He says that the death of Nadav and Avihu, there was Sreifas HaNefesh V'Guf Kayam. For such a death, the death of Nadav Avihu, you know what kind of death, you know what kind of response is needed? Le'matzasi LaGuf Toiv Mishtika. That's the Vayidim Aroin. The Mishnah on Perkei Avos is alluding to the reaction of Vayidim Aroin, as Shimon ben Gamliel also endured a similar type of death to Nadav Avihu.
So there was no
Avos? Well, we know that Aaron HaKohen continued to bring the karbanos. He was makrav even as an oinein. He brought the karbanos of the miluim even as an oinein. So he did not leave the Mishkan. Now, where else in Tanakh do we have the word vayidim? Where else in Tanakh do we have the word vayidim? We have it one other time. We have it in Sefer Yeshua. When Yeshua was going to war, and Yeshua said, Shemesh begivoin doim, v'yareach ba'ayalon. He said, Sun, doim. Now, what does doim mean?
stay up or stand.
Quiet?
No.
What do you mean quiet? The son talks, stops singing Shira, and the pasuk says, Vayidoim Hashemesh, the son stopped. V'yareach Amad. Says the Baal HaTurim, two times it says the word Vayidoim. One, Vayidoim Aroin, and one, Vayidoim Hashemesh. It's a remez to what the Gemara says in Sukkah, that when an Av Bezdin dies, it causes an eclipse. So the Bnei Aroin were Av Bezdins, so therefore it alludes to Vayidoim Hashemesh. It alludes to, so to speak, the silencing of the sun. But the Chidah has an amazing take on this. The Chidah says, it says Vayidoim Hashemesh, the sun was quiet. When was the sun ever quiet? You know, you can only be quiet if you have something to say. When did the sun ever have something to say? You know, when Hashem made the sun, he also made a big moon. And the moon complained. And he says to the sun, hey, sun, what's going on over here? There's not enough room for the two of us. Ein shnei malachim mishtamshim b'keser echad. So what would you have said if you're the sun? Said, that's right. There's not enough room for the two of us. And get lost, you know? If you don't keep your mouth closed, I'm going to burn you up and you're sorry. You'll rue the day you ever said anything. But what did the sun say when the moon started up with him?
Nothing.
He kept his mouth closed. That's why Chazal say, Hane'elovim ve'inam ovim. If you're insulted and you don't talk back, what's the reward? You love Hashem, you'll be kitzeis Hashemesh b'gvurasai. You'll be powerful like the sun in its full glory. Why do Chazal say, how do Chazal know that if you have something to say, somebody insults you? I told you to take out the garbage 500 times. Why didn't you do it? If you're being insulted and you don't talk back, how do we know you'll be as powerful as the sun in its full glory? What does the sun have to do with this? The answer is we learn out from the sun. The sun was the first entity insulted. And look what it became. It became the mighty sun, and the moon, so to speak, was reduced in size. So the paragon of silence when you're being insulted is the sun. That's the connection between Vayidoim Aroin. Aroin had what to say. Aroin could have complained. Aroin could have said, why do you do this so publicly? My children are so righteous. Why do you embarrass me? Aroin had a lot to say. Aroin emulated the sun, and therefore Aroin's greatness shone forth throughout the whole world. So that's a beautiful analogy of Vayidoim Aroin and Vayidoim Hashemesh. When was it Vayidoim Hashemesh? It's a reference to when the moon insulted the sun. That was analogous to Aroin having the opportunity to say something, and he didn't. And therefore, Rashi says, the next parsha in the Torah, Hashem directed his attention only to Aroin. Vayidaber Hashem El Aroin Lamar. Now, what's the reward? What's the Mida Keneged Mida? Because Aaron had something to say, and he didn't say it, so Hashem now only speaks to Aaron. Take a look in the Gor Aryeh. The Gor Aryeh says that Aaron received reward for his shtika. Okay, you ready for this? I want to learn Rashi as follows. Remember we started off saying, what is Rashi bothered by that Rashi has to comment that Aaron was rewarded for his silence? What's bothering Rashi? So I would humbly say, what's bothering Rashi is maybe not a question on this pasuk, but an upcoming pasuk, and namely, Vayidaber Hashem El Aroin Lamar. What do you mean Vayidaber Hashem El Aroin Lamar? How many other times did it say Vayidaber Hashem El Aroin Lamar? It's a very rare occurrence. I think it says 74 times Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Lamar. But how many times does it say Vayidaber Hashem El Aroin? So Rashi's bothered. What did Aroin do to deserve it? So Rashi, so to speak, is bavarning. Rashi is anticipating that you're going to be bothered. Why Vayidaber Hashem El Aroin? The answer is he was rewarded for his shtika. The Maral says in number 21 that the reason why Rashi says that Aaron was rewarded for his shtika is because you might be bothered by a question. What do you mean Aaron was silent? Who cares? Why is the pasuk saying Aaron was silent? Why is it relevant that Aaron was silent? Why does the pasuk need to highlight that Aaron was silent? The answer is, it says it so that you realize that he did the right thing and you could learn from it, like the Maskil of David says in number 22. Because if Aaron was not rewarded, what nafgamina is there that the pasuk has to report that Aaron was silent? The answer is to teach he did the right thing and he was even rewarded. So the Mefarshim learn that Rashi's bothered. Rashi's troubled. Why does the pasuk say he was silent? Of what relevance is it that he was silent? And the answer is, it's relevant to teach that he did the right thing. I'm maybe offering that Rashi's bothered and anticipating the question you might have, what did Aaron do that he deserved? Vayidaber Hashem al Aaron Lemar. By the way, the Be'er Basada, which is another parish on Rashi, says, Rashi is learning that Aaron received the reward for his silence. And Rashi's saying that because why does the pasuk need to report that Aaron responded this way? The Be'er Basada says, you know, technically, you could have interpreted the word Vayidaim differently. You know what Vayidaim means? You remember in the pasuk in Megillas Esther? Al tidami v'nafsheich lihimaleit beis hamelech mikal ha-yehudim. You remember that pasuk? Who knows what the word al tidami v'nafsheich means? Al tidami v'nafsheich. What does that mean, al tidami v'nafsheich? Don't think. Don't think. Don't imagine. Don't fool yourself with the imagery. Adimyain. Al tidami v'nafsheich. Don't think. So you might read the pasuk. Vayidaim Aaron. You know what Vayidaim Aaron means? Moshe said God predicted it. And Aaron, even though he didn't complain and he didn't say anything, Vayidaim. He was maharer achar Hashem chas v'shalom. Maybe he was having thoughts about it. You might interpret Vayidoim Aaron. Aaron was thinking, Hashem, why'd you do this to me? So Rashi says, no, Vayidoim doesn't mean he was dimyoin, he was thinking. Chas v'shalom, it means he was absolutely silent. You know where else we have this expression? Ka'asher dimisi, like you thought. So Rashi is saying, no, Vayidoim Aaron doesn't mean like you thought. Doesn't mean Aaron thought. It means Aaron was literally silent and he was makabel the din ba'ahava. So Rashi is saying he was rewarded so that you know the simple reading of the word. You don't misinterpret the word that Vayidoim means that he was having thoughts against Hashem. No. Rashi says he was rewarded so that you interpret the word correctly. Or the Be'er Basada says, if I accuse you of something, hey, why'd you do this? And you're quiet. What does that mean? Either it means shtika kahida, or it means get lost. I don't even have to answer you. I remember people used to tell me, I went to a certain gadol and I told him my pshat. You know, and what did he say? He agreed. I said, how do you know? Because he didn't say anything. Okay, maybe he's thinking, okay, just let me know when this is over, you know? Not just because somebody's silent, you know? People always say, these are divrei Torah, what do I think? Does that mean that I think it's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai? You'll never know, right? But just because somebody is silent, it could be shtika kahida, or it could be, I don't even have the wherewithal to even respond to that. So Rashi is saying that Aaron was rewarded, so you might think, Vayidoim Aaron, yeah, Moshe, yeah, this is what God said, my children will sanctify Hashem's name, just, you know, let me know when your Musar Shmuz is over. So Rashi is saying he was rewarded because he was silent, meaning he accepted what Moshe said. So Rashi is saying it to understand the meaning of the pasuk. I want to bring to your attention an amazing treasure that I found this morning in Rashi. After the episode of Nadav Avihu, and Hashem tells Aaron, tell Klal Yisrael they can't enter the Mishkan, Shesuya Yayin. Vayedaber Hashem, look at number 19. El Moshe v'el Aroin lemar aleihem. The Almighty said to Moshe and Aroin to say to them, who's them? You say, Klal Yisrael. Yeah, but the next words are, Dabru el b'nei Yisrael lemar. So obviously, lemar aleihem is not Klal Yisrael, because it says after, Dabru el b'nei Yisrael lemar. So b'nei Yisrael is covered. So who is lemar aleihem? Says Rashi, lemar aleihem, Omar, God said, Sheyoymar le'elazor li'samar, that Moshe and Aaron should tell Elazar ni'samar. Says Rashi, well, maybe it means that he told Moshe and Aaron to tell Klal Yisrael. No! The next words are Dabro al-Bnei Yisrael. What does it mean, lemar aleihem? They should say to Elazar and to Isamar. So you got it? Rashi says, God told Moshe, tell Aaron, tell Elazar ni'samar, to tell B'nai Yisrael that Klal Yisrael shouldn't eat pigs or dogs. Hot dogs, yes. Dogs, no. Hot dogs also are not too good, but they're not prohibited. They shouldn't eat a chaya. So you got this? Normally, God tells Moshe and Moshe tells the Jewish people. Here, Rashi says, Hashem tells Moshe, tell Aaron to tell Elazar ni'samar that all four of you should teach the following halacha to Klal Yisrael. You hear this? So now we're learning there's one mitzvah in the Torah that Moshe didn't give to Klal Yisrael straight. Who gave it? Four people. Who are they? Moshe, Aaron, Elazar, ni'samar. Why? I never even picked up on this before. Says Rashi, Dabru el b'nei Yisrael, next Rashi, Es kulam hishva li'ashluchem b'dibor zeh. All of them were equated to be God's agents for this. Why? Lefi shehushvu bedmima. They were all equally silent. Vekiblu aleihem gezeras hamakoim me'ahava. And they all accepted God's decree out of love. Which is amazing, because the pasuk doesn't say that. Does the pasuk say, Vayidoim Aroin Elazar and Isamar? No. It says, Vayidoim Aroin. But Rashi interprets it, as he does a few psukim later, that it says that Moshe got angry at Aaron. Rashi says, I'm sorry, the pasuk says Moshe got angry at Elazar and Isamar. So Rashi says, no, it really means Moshe got angry at Aaron. But he respectfully directed it to Elazar and Isamar, so Aaron should realize it's really at him, but he didn't want to show it to him. And then the pasuk says that Aaron said back to Moshe. Says Rashi, why didn't Elazar and Isamar say back to Moshe? After all, Moshe got angry at them, not at Aaron. So why is Aaron talking back? Out of respect, they didn't speak in front of their father. Because, don't think it's because they didn't, if they didn't want to say something, they didn't say it. Because there are times that Elazar spoke up to Moshe Rabbeinu later on in Sefer Bamidbar. So it seems like throughout this whole Parsha, even though Aaron is the one reacting or talking, but Elazar and Isamar are following suit. And the proof is, Rashi amazingly learns. And by the way, the source of this Rashi is Medrash Rabbah. The only thing is, the Medrash Rabbah leaves out the words, Hushvu b'dmimah, that they were all equally silent. So this idea that they were equally silent is Rashi's idea. Usually Rashi is quoting the Medrash. Rashi quotes the Medrash. These words Rashi adds to the Medrash. That means Rashi learns Vayidoim Aroin is going on not only Aroin, it's going on Elazar, and it's going on Isamar. And what were they zoicha to? To give over a mitzvah in the Torah. What's the mitzvah? Let's read it. Look at number 19, second pasuk. Dabru el b'nei Yisrael lemar, zois hachaya asher toichlu. This is the living thing that you should eat. Says Rashi, this is the living thing. Why doesn't it say Zois HaBehima? Well, we're only talking about Chayos. Why doesn't it say Zois HaBehima? Says Rashi, Chaya is Lashon Chayim. Klal Yisrael are Misdabeg to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, we should always be connected to life. So therefore, Hashem separated us from anything which is Tameh. because that which is tame is going to remove us from life. So let's just think for a moment. Aaron, Elazar, and Isamar were zoicha to give to Klal Yisrael the mitzvah of life. What's the mitzvah of life? Don't eat the chaya. It doesn't say don't eat the behemah. The reason why it's called chaya is to indicate that because we're mesdabig to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're davuk la'makoyim, it is ro'i for us to be chayim. Therefore Hashem separated us from these impure things. There must be a midah k'neged midah here. They were zoicha to give over the mitzvah of chayim to Klal Yisrael. Why? Rashi says because Klal Yisrael is davuk to Hashem, and they're ro'i to be chayim, therefore Hashem warns us not to partake of a chaya tameya. Maybe the reason is, according to the Shlach HaKadosh, Nadav and Avihu didn't actually get punished and died. Look at the Lashon of the Shlach again. The Shlach says, Al tachshev zula misa. Don't consider it death. But what is it? Hayu devekim lamala. They were so mizdabek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know what the pasuk says? Misasan chayeyem. Their death was the life, their life. Meaning, they didn't die. They clung to the source of all life. So their soul went up and clung to Ve'atem advekim Hashem lekechem chayim kolchem ayoyim. Their death was their eternal life of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why was Aaron consoled? Presumably, according to the Shlach, because he understood that that his children were mizdabeg to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and their miso was their chayim. Meaning Aaron HaKohen came to the recognition not to be Mitzrayim al midosav because his children were zoicha to be mizdabeg to the Makar Chayim. Perhaps that's the reason why all of them were zoicha to give over to Klal Yisrael. This mitzvah of Zois hachaya asher toichlu, which Rashi understands that since we're davuk ba'makoyim and we're roi liyos chayim, therefore it is worthy for us to be separated from these tuma. So tonight we learned many different perushim in the words vayidaim aroin, Rabbeinu Yoina, Rashi, Targum says vayidaim aroin, he was silent, he didn't complain. Ramban says he was silent from his previous crying. Or another pshat the Ramban says, he ceased from his previous crying. The Abar Benel says, and the Oishtroifser, doimei, maloshen of a rock. His heart hardened like a rock, and therefore he was still. Not only did he not cry, he didn't feel. He wasn't consoled. He, so to speak, was numb to the whole situation. The Yemenite version of Targum Unclus is, Aaron thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sfarno learns, Vayidam Aaron, he was consoled by the Kiddush Hashem that was generated. The Balaturim teaches that twice in Tanakh we have the word Vayidam, the other one is by the Shemesh, because Aaron's children were Av Bezin, says the Chidah. The Vayidam HaShemesh indicates that Aaron was silent from responding, just like the Shemesh was silent from not responding to the accusation of the moon. And according to the Shlach HaKadosh, the Vayidaim Aroin is similar to what Hashem told Rabbi Akiva, what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu Shesoik. The reaction of Aroin was the reaction of that Moshe Rabbeinu was told to the death of Rabbi Akiva, and that's the meaning of the Mishnah, that Shimon ben Gamliel, who was also killed at Kiddush Hashem, says, Lei matzasi laguf toiv mishasika. Rashi uncovers a great treasure, that the Vayidoim Aroin was not only Aroin, but it was also Elazar and Isamar, who were all Zoicha, to give to Klal Yisrael the great mitzvah of life, namely the mitzvah of being Poiresh from Behemois to Meis. Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful evening. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.